8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, Thursday, it's a grand opening here in Galesburg. Yours to Create is a brand new entity out at the Hawthorne Center at 2188 Veterans Drive here in Galesburg. Part of a, it's something that got started last year, and we actually talked about this. Glenn Bussey joined us last year to talk about the Knox County Community Artisans and really, really neat things. And joining us to talk more about this and the new venture, Glenn, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Tom. Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming. Also, Cheryl Hemman. Cheryl, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, doing well. Thank you.
Did you ever think you guys both retired from teaching at Galesburg High School? You thought, I never have to see these people again. And darn it, here you are.
Here we are. That's right. And we're inviting old students. Come on down.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, Glenn, let's start and talk a little bit about the Knox County Community Artisans again and how things have been going. And just kind of the concept behind it that, you know, kind of giving people maybe they did woodworking projects in high school, or maybe they didn't. It's something they're interested in, male, female, whatever the case. It's just something that gives you a chance to find out if you're interested or to continue that interest.
Exactly. The concept started with just the idea of having a woodworking shop. And then we all of a sudden said, well, why don't we do something more than that, like teaching woodworking? And then said, well, what about other art type of things? Because all of a sudden we were starting to hear words about there's no shop classes don't exist anymore. The kids can't fit it into their schedules. And that whole idea about creativity and that side of your brain. And so we wound up having our open house last October. And we had almost 300 people show up. It was just a joy to see that type of a thing. And so we've now, just this weekend, have started our first classes. We had five women take a class on creating cutting boards. And all of a sudden, none of them had ever operated those machines. And all of a sudden went, wow, this is really, really cool. And it's starting to evolve and starting to open. And then out of that, we said, where else can we go? And we came across this idea of a store in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, called Create Exchange, which is just this eclectic collection of donated stuff. And from that collection, people can then, as an artist or crafter, wind up creating kinds of things. And so we've been blessed with just monstrous amounts of donations. In fact, we really have to get open just to get some of the stuff out the door. So that's where we're going from.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about a chance to create. If you've never worked with power tools before, it's as dangerous as it can be. You learn the safety aspects and everything. It's so much fun and so cool. Yes. To be able to see what you can create from it, what you can do with
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Like, again, seeing these five women who had never operated a table saw or a joiner being shown and then pushed through it, and you could see each one, and when they made their first cut, they had this smile on their face like, I can do this.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Well, Yours to Create is going to be opening this Thursday again. You've collected lots and lots of donations. Cheryl, talk about how you kind of ended up getting involved in this project. Are you going to blame Glenn?
Or? Yeah, that too, yes. Sue Bussey really came up with a lot of the concepts. Sue is quite a talented crafter herself, creates lots of beautiful things. And I think that almost everybody who does something like that, you go out and you need only three buttons, you need so many, but you have to buy a lot more of that. And you know, if you're the saver person like me, you have that sitting around the house, and there's part of you that says, I see all those guilt-ridden declutter shows.
And it's not hoarding.
You might need it someday, yes. And so this gives you an opportunity to take the things you no longer need and pass them on to somebody else and then be able to go somewhere and find the small things you have. For example, I collect vintage jewelry. You buy it, and there's a rhinestone missing or a clasp doesn't work or whatever. Now I could go to a store like this, look through some of the things they have because it's all categorized, the buttons, the ribbons, the fabric, the whatever it happens to be. And I can look through jewelry and bits of broken jewelry and say, wow, this one has got a broken chain and it's got just exactly the clasp I have. I can gather that up in my little bucket, walk up to the head place and say, I would like to donate XYZ amount of money for these objects. And I'm not taking home packets and packets of things. I think the ability to repurpose some things is a valuable possibility and certainly a financial savings to people.
Well, and as you mentioned, like you said, okay, I need two rhinestones for this project, and rather than coming home from the craft store with 250, a bag of 250 that I only need two of, now you can find exactly what you need, or whether that, okay, I just need a little bit. I need about a foot and a half of fabric.
Yeah.
Or I don't, you know, whatever the case may be, or even, I suppose, with, I mean, are there paints as well and things like that? Yeah, so.
Yep.
Anything you can think of on the arts and crafts side, I guess.
Now, you'll laugh because my sister wanted me to repair a teddy bear for her. And I needed two eyes. I had to buy like 100 and some eyeballs. So, you know, you want to pass on those eyeballs. I don't want them just sitting on the shelves.
Right.
She can now donate them to us.
I'll say, well, that's going to be a teddy bear with a whole lot of eyes, right? It sees very well. Well, that is such a really great thing. So, and even as you said, you've got so many donations now. You need to get, Glenn, you need to get the store open to get a little more out. Are you, though, will you still continue to take donations?
Yes,
obviously,
we will.
You still have to
as you keep going.
That's
right.
But,
right.
Yeah.
We will have. And we've had people already contact us and drop off. We'd like people to drop off on the days that we're open, which is Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Otherwise, things are going to sit outside. But, yes, we really would. Because, again, it's an eclectic collection of things. So you may come in and see this thing. If you don't buy it, don't expect it to be there the next time you come back, because somebody else will have buy it, and we're not for sure we'll have that thing.
Right, right. 2188 Veterans Drive in Galesburg out at the Hawthorne Center. Grand opening Thursday. Opens up at 10 o'clock till 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday as well. 10 to 6 Friday, Saturday 9 to 1. And I guess, Cheryl, as Glenn talked about with the woodworking, maybe somebody's never done it before. Maybe there's some craft or painting. Somebody's just like, whether they're retired or maybe just something to do on the side. Well, you know, I've always wanted, been interested in painting or doing some sort of craft. Here's your chance to kind of walk through the store. It's like, okay, what if I get some of this and some of this? And you know, I'll start their own project at home.
Yes, and actually, when I was mentioning this to a group of friends of mine yesterday, one of them immediately said, oh, my goodness, this would be a great place to take my granddaughters when they come down for a visit. And one of them said, yes, you know, she likes to make cards for her friends. Another person said, yes, she might likes to make friendship bracelets for someone, beading, you know, that kind of thing. And I think it can become a little family activity, and your kids, grandkids, relatives can pass on certain creative ideas.
And to add to that, we plan on having crafting kind of classes also as part of our store. We have a lady who would like to do a stamping class. We have my wife likes to do corn husk things, so she likes to do something like that. We've also added a man, Jim Quinn, who is a stained glass man. And,
oh, wow.
And so he is in April going to start a stained glass class. And then, of course, because of our woodworking side, you can do the stained glass and then go over the woodworking side and make the frame for it. So great collaboration.
I'm going to jump in and say something. My role in a lot of this is not so much to sell the items or anything of that sort, but to take pictures of things. I've always loved taking photographs and posting things on the Facebook page. And one of the things that I said is I think it would be a lot of fun for people to be able to post things on the Facebook, like, here's the objects that I bought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then here's what I made out of it, because that can give us some great ideas in the community, or somebody saying, wow, that, you know, you did a great job of making that wreath. Would you like to make one for my so-and-so, and I'll pay you? It could become a nice little side business for some people, too.
Absolutely. Glenn Bussey and Cheryl Hemman joining us, Knox County Community Artisans. And Yours to Create is going to have the grand opening coming up this Thursday. And again, just so people know, because as Cheryl talked about, you find something and you offer a certain – you kind of decide what you offer for. It's a not-for-profit business.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's part of the umbrella of Knox County Community Artisans. And so, you know, what we're trying to – We're not here to make any money. We obviously have to pay the bills to cover our things, but that's it. We're here to be flexible and help people to be creative.
Again, Glenn Bussey and Cheryl Hemman joining us here this morning. The grand opening, Yours to Create, is coming up Thursday at 10 a.m., 2188 Veterans Drive here in Galesburg. And, you know, I suppose, you know, like you said, Glenn, with Knox County Community Artisans, that, you know, that chance to do some woodworking and people maybe have never done it, then those also who did it, loved it, maybe don't have the tools or equipment to come, same thing. Maybe, Cheryl, with the Yours to Create, somebody that's been – maybe they took the art classes in high school and then right. just never went beyond that. Then maybe they were really good or felt they were really good or people told them they were really good. Hey, here's my chance to kind of maybe pick that back up as a hobby or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I also think that this is a good venue for teachers, people who are the Sunday school instructor, that kind of thing, because sometimes you just need some odd things for a little activity you want to do. And, you know, we need to make it as inexpensive as possible for small groups.
And if I can throw a thing in quick, with teachers, we plan on having a teacher day this summer in which we're going to promote teachers. Teachers, right at the end of the school, you wind up with stuff, and they don't know what to do with, so they throw it away. Well, donate to us, and then we're going to have a teacher day where we're going to have things just for them to come in. For a couple of bucks, they can get a bag full of stuff and start decorating the room like teachers always do. And again, help each other out in that kind of situation.
That's a great idea, because kind of like you said, with those arts and crafts supplies or whatever, it's like, okay, I only needed so much of this mm-hmm. to decorate my room. Now what am I going to do with it? Well, maybe somebody else can use the rest of it to decorate their room next year.
That's right. Right.
Yeah,
yep.
Really, really neat ideas.
You can't believe how many things I had left over when I retired. I could have filled a library full of it.
Not that teachers are hoarders or anything.
No, not at all. It's a collection.
That's right. It's a collection.
It's a valuable collection, right? And now somebody else will be able to use a lot of those things. Yours to Create is going to be having the grand opening again this Thursday, 10 to 6. Now, what are are these going to be the regular hours, Thursday, Friday,
yes.
Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, so
yeah,
Thursday.
That's what we're starting with.
Okay.
Yes.
Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, the grand opening, Yours to Create, a unique store for artists and crafters, and everything has been donated. So what if somebody's interested in donating, and I suppose even on the Knox County Artisan side, if I've got scrap wood or whatever, will you take donations as
yes,
well?
Yes. Yeah, we won't take furniture, or won't take clothing or something to that extent. But otherwise, just what you have, or you can contact us. We have phone numbers on our website and Facebook page, and just call us and say we have this and we can make a joke. We had a lady that contacted and said, I have yarn. Well, that fits exactly into what we have, and there's a perfect example. She probably did something, and all of a sudden, I got a lot of purple yarn. What do I want to do with this stuff?
I need a 2-foot strand of yarn. I have to buy the whole, what are they?
Skein.
Skein, yeah.
Yeah.
Of that, 40 feet.
And yeah.
And, think about all the satisfaction you get out of that. I think about the fact that somebody will say, what in the heck have you saved all these things for? And now you can say quite sad with quite a lot of science fiction, somebody will need it.
Exactly. You knew. Yes, you knew. No matter what anybody else in your family or friends said, you knew someday somebody's going to need right?
And all of a sudden you can get rid of it. A quick story. Yeah. When I was student council advisor, we always had drives at Christmas time. We had a teddy bear drive. So I think I was here talking about, I couldn't believe how many people unloaded their attics. I mean, we had a pile about as tall as the Christmas tree of teddy bears. People say, thank you, I got rid of that.
yep, absolutely, absolutely. Collections.
Collections.
Again,
we're back to collections again, yes.
Well, this is such a really, really neat idea. Yours to Create, again, the grand opening is this Thursday. Glenn Bussey, Cheryl Hemman joining us. What a great idea you guys have put together. And any talk, I mean, this not that you don't have a lot on your plates with this, but any talk of anything else being added? I know you talked about maybe some classes, different people coming in and teaching, whether it's crafting or whatever the case may be.
Right. Again, we're having a stained glass person coming in. We're also looking at other directions. I wound up talking to somebody the other day. I'm a veteran. I have a feeling for veterans. And we're thinking, is there something we can do for veterans here in the community? I believe that all veterans suffer some PTSD situations. And if all of a sudden they can come together and do something together, it can be a very therapeutic type of situation. KCDD is just right around the corner from us. Is there something we can do to help for them? So we intend to be very flexible. We're not going to be the greatest creators of all things. I learned that as a teacher. I'll just go where it goes to. And if all of a sudden somebody comes up and says, had you ever thought about blah, blah, blah? Well, maybe we could. And if that's why we have the word community in here. This is not just Glenn Bussey, Cheryl Hemman, or whatever the case may be. It is for everybody. And if the community can benefit, then it's a win-win.
2188 Veterans Drive here in Galesburg. Yours to create. The grand opening is this Thursday, of course. Knox County Community Artisans as well. Cheryl, anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to add that I feel very lucky. I feel very blessed that I had grandmothers who taught me certain skills. And I have fond memories of sitting, Grandma was here showing me how to do something. And I think that aspect of being able to take a child or grandchild into that environment and say, let's talk about, let me show you how to make a beaded bracelet. Let me show you how to do some embroidery. Let me show you how to. And I think that sharing could be a lifelong, wonderful memory.
Absolutely. Glenn, any final words?
Yeah. I'm going to be talking to Noelle Thompson here very shortly because you've been running ads for women to donate money to create for an artistic part.
Right.
Some women sit down with Noelle and say, you know, what do you want to do? And is there something that we can help you with there? Mm-hmm. You know, rather than build another wood shop or something, we already have one, or space or something like that. And so I'm very excited about that kind of direction. It is an exciting thing. I was told when we first started, let it organically grow, and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. Yours to create, part of the Knox County Community Artisans, again, 2188 Veterans Drive out of the Hawthorne Center here in Galesburg. Grand opening of Yours to Create is Thursday from 10 to 6. They'll be open Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 1 as well. Glenn, Cheryl, thank you guys so much for what you're doing.
Thank you for having us on.